Here at Weekend Edition, we have a British producer who is often confused and amused by our Americanisms. So on this Sunday, before a quintessentially American holiday, our own Ollie Dearden brings you Thanksgiving.
This is actually my third Thanksgiving. And, like a Martian landing on Earth and encountering Miley Cyrus, I'm not entirely sure what's going on. Some of your traditions leave me flummoxed. Let's start with the menu. Turkey, absolutely, I'm with you there. Cranberry sauce, is there a finer condiment available to man? I think not. Potatoes, check, and a healthy portion of stuffing covered in gravy. If you leave it there, you've got the perfect English Christmas dinner, except there are no presents to open, but I guess I can live with that. Then it all goes a bit, well, wrong. Vegetables, with marshmallows on top. First time I was served this culinary abomination, I had to build a barrier of mashed potatoes just to stop the sickly goo from infiltrating the rest of my plate. And I need to know who I should blame.
We can truly blame the Cracker Jack Company.
That's Andrew Smith. He's the editor-in-chief of the Oxford Encyclopedia of Food and Drink in America. And he says the company also sold marshmallows that no one was buying.
So they decided that they really needed to put out a small cookbooklet to encourage people to use marshmallows in their cooking. So in 1917, they put out a small booklet. Virtually all of the other recipes died with the publication of their book, but the marshmallow and the sweet potato one survived and has thrived ever since. So you can blame the Cracker Jack Company.
Oh, I will. I will. Another Thanksgiving practice I don't get, the pardoning of turkeys. Turkeys do not commit felonies, as far as I'm aware. They are simply delicious when cooked and mildly terrifying while alive. When, then, did presidents decide to start saving a bird from the chop? Kenneth Davis is the author of the Don't Know Much About History series.
Well, the gift of turkeys to presidents goes back to the time of Truman.
But clearly, old Harry had the good sense to eat his.
The first official pardon is actually George H.W. Bush, and it's begun another unbroken tradition. I always actually wonder about, you know, one gets pardoned, but that doesn't mean that there's no turkey on the White House dinner. So I wonder about the other gobbler out there who takes the axe for the other guy.
A selfless and noble fowl indeed. For a final Thanksgiving tradition I find baffling, I give you Black Friday. Why, oh why, would anyone want to camp out in the cold, getting frostbite on their frostbite, just to get a discounted TV, wrestling other maniacs, hurtling through department stores, as if taking part in organized looting? Who is responsible for this nonsense? Linguist Ben Zimmer has the answer.
The term Black Friday came to be used in Philadelphia by police officers to describe that rush of shoppers on the day after Thanksgiving, which would result in traffic jams and clogged streets. And we've got evidence of that in Philadelphia going back to 1961.
Thank you for that, dear city of brotherly love, and for spreading it nationwide. Happy Thanksgiving. Ollie Dearden, NPR News.